Sag mal, hast du bei der Steuer auch diesen Schulflashback? Einfach irgendwas raten und dann hoffen, dass es stimmt?
Boah, nee, gar nicht. Wieso, Steuer ist so mein Safe Space.
Du meinst, damit ist alles sicher?
Ja, genau. Wieso, Steuer ist so die Steuer-App, die dich einfach versteht. Egal ob Studium, Job oder Umzug.
Stimmt, krass. Fühlt sich gar nicht wie Steuern an.
Steuern erledigt?
Safe.
Mit Wieso Steuer?
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Tafeltrauben 500 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Oder Avocado, das Stück für nur 99 Cent. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Josh's mom texts, plus wedding on a flight and Sally Ride. Coming up in just a minute.
Time now for the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
My passport expired. I didn't know they were only good for 10 years.
This has been the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
With texts from my mother coming up.
Oh, love it.
These are three texts that have occurred within 3 minutes of each other.
This morning?
Now, my mom knows what I do for a living and when I do it.
Right.
Okay.
So it is current. It's right now.
Yeah. So she said, the first text, I had to look up to see how far away you are from a certain city to make sure you weren't in that big traffic pileup. Now, the city she was referring to, I looked it up, we're 125 miles from.
Okay.
Followed by, right now, it's 27 degrees here in Zephyr Hills. That's in Florida, so that is sort of newsworthy.
Right. Okay. Cold, yeah.
All right.
Followed by, I have started a crock pot for chili today. When you're not feeling good, crock pots are so nice for cooking. All you do is put it in and leave it. Ha ha. Ha, ha, ha. Do you have a good crock pot?
So she's... phase one dementia.
No.
Have you composed a reply?
Yeah.
I have not replied yet because I'm at work.
And you don't want to start a conversation.
Yeah, and I don't... What's
right.
that?
You don't want to start a conversation.
Yes, I don't, and I don't want to encourage... texts at this time.
Yes, the 127 mile away traffic tie up has really affected me, and I haven't gotten to work yet. I'm 2.5 hours late.
That's a classic mom thing too. Of are you getting that storm? That is a state away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my mom gives us weather reports.
Who just discovered
it? Now, what are you doing? Do you have your flashlights? Do you have candles lit? Like,
I didn't know they were.
I share those because they are very sweet.
They're so sweet if they're somebody else's mom. Like, you know, I think that. It's adorable. If my mom was texting me that this morning, I would be like, get a life. Leave me alone.
We are going to switch gears and head over to Christy Lee at the news desk. What's happening?
Well, we have weddings, annulments, and divorces all in the news. A couple who tied the knot during a Southwest Airlines flight are receiving some backlash for blocking access to the plane's bathroom. That's right.
You think?
In a video posted to social media, a flight attendant announces the mid-flight ceremony over the PA as Tina and Roger clasp hands at the front of the airplane.
Roger, an airplane term, a little on the nose, isn't it?
Oh, look at that. Right. The flight attendant can be heard.
I refuse.
Asking passengers to
that's a big arm, huh?
Please remain seated as a courtesy to the bride and groom. And if you do have to use the lavatory, please use the one in the back of the aircraft.
That seems okay.
While the mile-high ceremony was met with cheers from passengers on the plane, TikTok users, of course, felt differently.
Well, by definition,
They were not happy.
No, you did well stopping yourself.
That's fine. Yeah.
That they were forced to witness the wedding.
Put on your headphones and get a life.
Yeah. Quote, I've never seen a wedding hostage situation before. Oh.
Well, that's kind of funny, but this is... Yeah. He's a daddy, as they would say.
He is very,
very hot.
Hello.
Yeah, he is.
Look, that looks kind of fun. I have a technical question.
I wonder what she benches, man.
All right. Jeez.
I have a technical question. I have a license, if you will, a permit, whatever it is.
A certificate.
Yes, I can actually marry people.
Right. Jess can too, I think.
Yeah. But as you know.
But you still need a license.
Right. And my question is, do they have to have a license for the airspace that they're in for this to be legal?
They probably.
It has to be where one of the people reside.
Okay.
That's where you have to get the license from.
Oh.
So let's say.
It's not where the wedding takes place.
Gotcha. So if you live in Kansas and you want to get married on a beach in Florida.
Yes.
You just have to get the license from Kansas?
Yeah. From wherever one of the people lives.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. It has to be from there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did know that there's certain verbiage you have to use for it to be legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost magical, isn't it? Like incantation.
They can write all their own vows, blah, 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 but there are certain things that have to be stated.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Once you sign the marriage license, you're married whether you want to or not, right?
Yeah, you don't even have to have a ceremony.
Oh, the ceremony really is just a ceremony.
It's just a formality.
Yeah.
Unless you get married in the church in the eyes of God.
I see.
Sure.
This was on my favorite airline. I love Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say why they got married on a plane?
No, don't say anything.
Probably a reason. If they get divorced, it'll be in a Greyhound.
That's the same as riding on a plane. It's, in fact, Greyhounds are more comfortable.
I would guess that maybe one of them work for the airline, maybe.
Or they met up there.
Because they had streamers up and stuff, so it's not like they didn't plan it. Like, I don't know.
I think it's fun.
They must work for the airline because they fussed.
They did fuss.
Are we allowed to be angry that it's not in the story why they got married on the plane?
I want to know if they're flight attendants.
This is all I got.
I'm not angry at you or Tom. I'm just angry.
Okay.
I would say...
you're just angry at air travel in general, though, right?
For the people that are just like... what is the phrase... speak now or forever hold your piss. If the ceremony's going for a long time.
Since the bathroom was...
Yes.
And no,
in lieu of throwing rice, you throw pretzels and a can of Coke.
I wonder what would have happened if they had hit turbulence and they weren't allowed to get up out of their seats.
Man.
Because that's a law. You can't do that.
Well, they probably planned it. They said to the pilot, let us know when we're going to have some smooth sailing for a while.
Yeah, but there's clear air turbulence.
Right. Have you not been on a flight where they never take the seatbelt sign off?
Oh, yes. And I had to urinate. I was about to piss my pants. For God's sake. What can I get up?
You can't get up and pee when the seatbelt light is on?
You're not supposed to.
You can.
I thought you could.
I think if you ask, I think they let you. But.
Yeah. There's got to be some leeway for emergencies.
A Dutch court annulled a couple's marriage after it was revealed that the person officiating used ChatGPT to compose the vows. This goes right into what Tom was saying.
None of this is legal.
According to the Irish Independent, the AI-generated speech was meant to be playful, but the person officiating their wedding last April asked whether they would, quote, continue supporting each other, teasing each other, and embracing each other, even when life gets difficult.
So you can add that. You have to say the other things, but...
When the pair said, I do, the officiant declared them not only husband and wife, but above all a team, a crazy couple, each other's love and home base.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
See, now that this sounds bad.
No.
However, the judge found that the couple had not actually sworn to fulfill their marriage duties, something that is required under Dutch law, and ordered their marriage removed from the city's registry.
Oh,
yeah, that fits right into what Tom was saying. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, certain verbiage is required, apparently.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You said you have three wedding stories?
A Turkish court has ruled that a husband's liking other women's social media posts grounds for divorce, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
According to local media, the woman filing for divorce had accused her husband of abuse, as well as spending a lot of time on social media, liking photographs of other women and leaving suggestive comments on the post.
Oh, yeah, that's abuse.
The court ruled in the wife's favor, ordered her husband to pay $20 in monthly alimony.
$20?
Yeah.
Wow, he's lucky.
As well as $2,000 in compensation.
And all the dirt you can sweep. What a...
No mention of a 401k,
this is in Turkey.
Oh.
$20?
Turkey. In its decision, the court said, quote, "These seemingly harmless online interactions can actually intensify emotional insecurity and upset the balance of the relationship."
That's true.
Yes.
But I don't know if it needs, if it's grounds for divorce.
I you know, here, anything's grounds for divorce,
that's
right?
That's true, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
in Turkey, maybe they, this is a news because it's like, hey, this is fairly lenient for them allowing them to get divorced for
good
this.
Good point, yeah.
$20.
Yeah, but that's like 80,000 in Turkey.
The next time I get married, I'm going to Dutchland. I can tell you that.
Turkey.
Whatever.
Turkey.
Same thing.
Wow. Okay. Huh. Thank you very much, Christy. What else is happening?
An astronaut that had fallen ill aboard the International Space Station returned to Earth in NASA's first medical evacuation.
To be seen again.
Yeah, bringing us space COVID.
The SpaceX guided the capsule to a middle of the night splashdown in the Pacific near San Diego.
Middle of the night. They could have done it anytime.
You're exactly right. Anytime.
Middle of the night.
It happened on Thursday, less than 11 hours after the ailing astronaut and three others exited the ISS.
I think they have to do it then because they would like to land near San Diego, not in the Sargasso Sea.
You're
just like taking the Earth their turns.
Oh, wait a second.
NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman said, quote, "The astronaut in question is fine right now, in good spirits, and going through the proper medical checks."
And nothing is popping out of his chest. We assure you of that.
Officials have not identified the astronaut or explained what happened, citing medical privacy.
Okay, now,
HIPAA laws.
And so it's, I believe it's a Russian, a Japanese gent, and then two Americans.
Right. Oh, okay. I like this joke.
No,
three men and a woman.
Igor Yamamoto.
So,
no?
Okay. I was trying to get some background on this, and I was trying to find out, because I had heard that sometimes the astronauts will get appendectomies. They'll volunteer for them.
Yeah.
But that apparently doesn't happen much. But some of them do get their wisdom teeth taken out.
Okay.
So they don't have issues with any. But I got reading about this, and this sounds like it's a fake story, but it's not. Sally Ride, who, of course, famously went into space. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely true. She was going to be the first woman to go into space, and most of the NASA engineers were men at the time, and they had obviously been dealing with male astronauts for quite some time. Mm-hmm. This is the honest to God truth. They asked her for the 6-day mission.
Yeah.
They said, "Will 100 tampons be enough?"
Yes.
So funny that they were that clueless.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane.
100.
And I read that and I thought, oh, that can't be true. Then I went to several other sources. Mm-hmm. It is indeed a fact, which she thought was quite funny.
That means there were men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, what about the tampons?
Like 16, 17 a day or something?
How many do you think she needs? I don't know, 100? For 6 days? Is that enough?
It says, the quote here is, NASA had no prior experience sending a woman into space. The engineers were being cautious, not mocking.
God. No, no, of course not.
What do you need, like 100?
So ridiculous.
Wow.
So. Funny.
It
did
is.
She even need any? It was only 6 days.
Yeah, and
well,
you
would need some.
Not if she's not on her period.
Yeah.
What if she starts?
Oh,
I mean, people start. I mean, I was very...
Well, if she's got 100 of them, she could, I don't know, build a Lego model. Or
two or three a day, so...
No, she should know whether or not she would need a tampon within 6 days.
Honey, I'm going to tell you what happens to the human female body.
You don't know.
You're right. You don't know. Sometimes your period comes every 28 days. Sometimes it comes in 20 days.
This is disgusting. Can't we talk about anything else?
Plus, they would. The launch could be postponed or whatever. So anyway.
I love that story.
Would 100 be all right?
It is pretty funny.
I would love to see her face when they said that.
And I like to think she went, yes, 100.
100.
How do you feel about the term menses?
I think menses is.
These are some of the smartest minds in the world.
Oh, right, but they had
geeks.
It said Sally Ride's response, recounted in several later interviews and biographies, made it clear that the number, she made it clear to the engineers the number was wildly excessive. Quote, wildly. She diplomatically explained that that was far more tampons than necessary, and they, quote, scaled back the supply.
So funny.
Wow. Okay, but in any event, back to the contemporary, or I mean, the thing we're talking about right now, they're not going to say which astronaut it was and what the particular ailment was.
Right. And that doesn't raise any alarms for you.
But that's a HIPAA thing, right, Christy?
Yeah,
they say the only way it'll come out is if the
that person says
if the astronaut says they can release that.
HIPAA should be illegal. I want to know everybody's.
It's illegal here.
What do you mean?
You've been in a meeting with Kessler. He'll tell everybody what's going on.
He did tell everybody about the drip I had for a while.
Well, that's your own.
If you're wondering why Josh is straddling the chair,
there's a problem. There's what happened.
He caught the nail downtown. Well, thank you very much.
A recent study suggests most men do not fit the profile of so-called toxic masculinity.
They don't.
Do not.
I disagree.
That's right. I know you're a fan of toxic masculinity. You are a believer, and I am not.
Researchers used data from a study in New Zealand.
I think people in a crowd would be more inclined to do something if they were instead of by their own.
I don't think it has to do with a crowd.
This isn't crowd behavior.
I think it is.
No, it's
well, that's a different topic.
They encouraged each other.
Researchers used data from a study in New Zealand reflecting the responses of 15,000 heterosexual men. Only 3.2% of men were labeled hostile toxic, demonstrating the highest levels on most of the problematic indicators such as sexual prejudice, hostile sexism, and narcissism. The term toxic masculinity is often used to describe a range of problematic attitudes and behaviors attributed to men.
In New Zealand, it also just asked the sheep.
Oh. Yeah, did they interview any of those?
Including misogyny, homophobia, emotional repression, and aggression, as Chick alluded
bestiality,
to.
No. I mean, if it includes misogyny, homophobia, and emotional repression, I mean, I guess it excludes being funny.
So are you trying to say that without those things you can't be funny?
Not hilariously funny.
So you think you have toxic masculinity?
No.
That sounds like you.
Sounds like it.
You do.
He's been playing around, but yeah, no, that's not a thing.
I don't think he is.
No, you don't think it's a thing at all?
At all.
It says 3%. It says whatever.
I think there are jerks and there are non-jerks.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold it.
Has nothing to do with masculinity.
I might subscribe to your jerk theory and not even know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are jerks in every segment.
I mean, when a woman's being a total bitch, we don't go, oh, look at that toxic femininity.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I guess if you were to dial down the three main characteristics of a bitch, what would those be? If those are the three characteristics.
I think they're the same as being a guy jerk. It's unreasonableness, cruelty, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a sexist component to the toxic masculinity phrase.
Yeah, and there are plenty of sexist women out there. I forget exactly what. So there's, I forget what that term is, but about what do you call a sexist woman? But they're out there.
I believe you. A new poll shows a majority of Americans.
The answer is Oprah. The answer is Oprah.
Yeah.
The View.
Can you imagine?
I tried to watch some of it the other day. Like, it popped up. Like, I turned the TV on, and that was the first thing that came on. And I was just, oh, my gosh. They must pay you so much money.
I hadn't watched it in a while, and I don't. This is my personal opinion. I just don't think it's very well done.
No.
They
talk over each other. You can't tell who's talking, and it's...
Let's not get into that.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? Everybody's speaking at the same time.
I understand.
Have you listened to this?
It's Dan Greeter. Dan,
good morning.
Dan, how are you?
Good.
Dan, first off, you're from Cleveland, but you went to school
at Ohio State. How'd that go? I loved it there. I'm a big football fan. I love college football. You know, we should have a college football team. I was in Boston a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. I was turning around. I went down to Cambridge. You know, I was walking to Harvard campus there, you know, pretending. And and it dawned on me, Harvard, they didn't put anybody good in football, do they, Harvard, huh? Ivy League, bunch of wimps. That Big Ten, you know, Pac-10's big business. You got the football program. Every year, I know people may take a class or two.
Right.
You know, it's Harvard, you got the school football game might break on the weekend. I think if Harvard ever played like Ohio State in football, the play-by-play would be something like, and Harvard's quarterback has dropped behind the line again for a loss of 40. Harvard's... Harvard's man there, of course, is Chad Elmhurst. Chad is an academic All-American at Harvard, majored in physics with a minor in mathematics. And Bob, they tell me he's actually graduating a year early. And he's not going anywhere right now, though, because he was flattened by Big Moose McCauley. Moose is a sixth-year redshirt freshman majoring in scuba diving. And Bob, there's a nice shot in the stands of his wife and five kids. Yeah. He drives a Lexus.
We start here?
Yes, you idiot.
Oh, all right. First off, we'd like to take our hats off to the organizers of Black Expo. They did a fine job.
Yes, sir. Black Expo did a fine job of showcasing the many contributions of African Americans to our society. And in the interest of fair play and equal time, we'd like to inform you of a somewhat lesser known event.
That's correct. It's the White Trash Expo.
Yes, sir. The first annual White Trash Expo will be held in the abandoned Ames store in Mars Hill.
That's right. And White Trash Expo will feature lectures, symposiums, seminars, concerts, and a tattoo booth.
White Trash Expo kicks off with the food symposium entitled Our Dietary Cultural Heritage. Spam, Velveeta, Cheese Whiz, and Wonder Bread.
And turkey franks. Finally, Thanksgiving is simplified.
Also, the Reverend Billy Bob Hooker's...
No, that's Hooker.
Oh, Hooker. The Church of the Holy Bonanza Cashflow will present his lecture entitled...
How Come So Many People Are Different Than Us and Why We Should Hang Them.
White Trash Expo will also feature the instructional symposium... Making fun of things we don't understand. A Hoosier tradition.
Plumber's butt crack exposure. Faux pas or fashion statement. A working man's guide.
Also featured at this year's White Trash Expo from the Hendricks County Committee for High Tone Community Values, it's the instructional program, 3 Steps to Decency in Society.
That's right. Step 1. Removing X-rated videos from stores and burning them.
Step 2, banning that darned Constitution altogether.
Yes, sir. And step 3, how to salvage smoke-damaged videos for fun on Saturday night. It's all at the White Trash Expo. And don't forget the Miss White Trash Expo America pageant.
It's just like Miss America, except we guarantee the winner will be a white chick with great big floppy...
It's all White Trash Expo.
And do not miss our special sensitivity training seminars entitled
Why Can't I Use the Term Negro Anymore?
And What's Darn Gay About Being Queer?
The White Trash Expo.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
This isn't your average podcast.
You like party?
I do like a huge chug of tequila.
The Howlerhead whiskey bottle chug in front of Dana White.
That was the first time we ever went to LA. We somehow got into a Diddy party.
What's
a
Elon Musk house party look like?
My parties generally have a very high production value.
This is Full Send.
I do want to do a lot more pranks.
A bunch of different pranks.
Join the party.
Jack Doherty in the house.
Feeling good, man.
What are we going to talk about with Will Smith?
Yeah, I know what you're going
to
say.
Shout out to Theo Vaughn.
It's been entertaining, dude.
The Full Send Podcast.
Grab the boys, grab the beers. Let's do it.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.